I don't mean to jinx it.
If you weren't so angry, we would have got it done.
I don't mean to jinx it.
I am playing for Belinda on line one. Galvin, what line will you be playing for?
I will win today for line five.
Good morning. Who is this?
Joe.
Who?
Wow.
Joe.
All right. Galvin's playing for you. Wow. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Yes, John.
John, Spanish is playing for you. Belinda?
Yes.
I shall win a schnarkle for you today.
Great.
All right, hold on, wait. Carmen is the keeper of schnarkle. Joseph DeSanto, Mr. Hot Pepper. How are those peppers on the way out, Joe?
They were absolutely fantastic.
Were they?
Yeah. No problems at all.
Okay, good.
I love that little old lady.
She was fantastic. Then the food good?
It was great.
Liberty Cafe, it's called.
Very
It's
nice.
On Van Dyke and Dale Mabry. And BT from Sidesplitters turned me on to it, and I've been there several times since.
I got to tell you that the house was a lovely walk.
The house is fun, right? We're gonna have good times. Yeah. What did you eat yesterday at the Liberty Cafe?
I had a bacon hamburger.
Ooh.
Sorry, Carmen, about bacon, but hamburger.
It was National Pig Day yesterday.
Let's call it a hamburger with a side of Kenny.
Exactly. Yeah. It was fantastic. And she put whatever peppers she put on there were no trouble whatsoever.
Good job.
Fantastic. Okay. Lovely.
All right, Carmen is the keeper of Sporco. Old Pepper Cullen over there is the backup judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we are playing, can you pick the surnames of each Academy Award winner?
Oh, God.
Real quick, I'm not even being... Who won yesterday?
You did.
I did win.
You were on
a one-game streak.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was doing great until we got to the jobs from the 1600s.
Right, yeah.
This technically would be going for my fourth win in a row, I believe, but it's not. So, okay.
Technically, if I didn't lose the other day, then I'd be going for... I don't know, technically.
Right.
Technically, if the Falcons...
I'd like to reiterate that you're the angriest person on the show.
I'm the person that points out what you're saying, though. Technically,
angry.
If the Falcons would have scored more touchdowns, they would have beat the Patriots.
Technically,
so,
that is correct.
Right.
They won, so it's the same as them winning.
First, you're being mean to everybody. Then you're pointing out technically what you could have won, and then you made fun of, you mocked Belinda.
I don't even know what my paycheck is.
I forgot about that part.
Into the thing, I press it, and it gives me money. I have so much. Carmen, I don't even look.
Awesome.
I don't even look. Okay. What do you pay bills? I don't know. What do
you're
you have to do?
Being a real jerk today. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Okay, once again.
Don't let Jerky over there slow you down.
You can tell by my free MTV shirt that I'm super
free.
Rich.
I bought this.
Ooh, I don't know.
All right, Sporkle time. Today we're going to play, can you pick the surnames of each Academy Award winner with the first name A through Z?
All right, gotcha.
Okay,
yes.
But I'm not going to give you the first name, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Get the last name.
All right.
First name, this is A.
So their first name is A or their last name
first
is A?
First name is A.
Okay.
Surname.
All right.
First name.
Surname and last name.
No, can you get the surname?
Okay, so it's going to be A. Academy so Award. All right.
Okay.
She's going to give us the movie or the year. And
listen. A, who won for playing Annie Sullivan in The Miracle Worker?
That was...
Anne Bancroft.
Yes. Galvin. B, who won for playing Gandhi in Gandhi?
Ben Kingsley.
Yes.
Oh, so the first name. All right.
Yes.
Still confused.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to say anything.
Well, you got A, Bancroft.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just said, yeah. And he's making fun of you.
I'm so angry.
Don't look at me. I've got dashing lines all over my face.
Turn away.
C, who won for playing Henry the Eighth in The Private Life of Henry the Eighth? C, Charles Laughton, Diane.
Oops.
Oh, Diane. Last
Diane
name.
Keaton.
Keaton was correct. No point.
Oh, wow.
No point. That's my bad. We are on E. E. Who won for playing Kris Kringle in the Christmas film Miracle on 34th Street?
Eli Wallach.
Ernest.
E.
Ernest. Ernest.
Eric Barron.
Edmund Gwen.
Ernest, the guy from those commercials.
Hey, Vern. You get your Christmas presents yet?
F. Who won for playing Private Angelo Maggio in From Here to Eternity?
Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Mike. G. Who won for playing Al Lewis in The Sunshine Boys?
George Burns.
Got it.
Galvin. H. Who won for playing Carol Connolly in As Good As It Gets?
Helen Hunt.
Spanish.
A double. That's 2 points.
Yes.
It's category rules.
I. Who won for playing Paula Alquist Anton in Gaslight? I.
Ingrid Bergman.
Ingmar Bergman.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
What is his name? What is his name?
Well,
Ingrid?
Oh my God. You're angry.
Everybody's angry.
It's Ingrid, so you were wrong. I was trying to.
I'm asking you. I didn't say I was right.
I know, but I have to wait till everyone gets
it. No, so you get a right answer. It's over.
I didn't know what Galvin said for the last name. I need to know what Galvin said for the last name.
Ingrid Bergman.
Bergman. Yes, there was a G.
What was it? What did you say?
Ingrid Bergman.
Bergman. I need to make sure he had the G in there.
Well, yeah, me.
Well, I am going to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who's angry now? You two. That's a point for me.
Why can't you guys just get along?
God. J.
Watch this, ready? When you get breakfast.
Yes. Yeah. Who, we're on J. Who won for
Jack Nicholson.
For directing Terms of Endearment? J.
Who Jerry Lawler.
James L. Brooks.
Okay.
K. Who won for playing Annie Wilkins in Misery? K.
What is her name?
Oh, you.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah. Yes, Mike. So we're halfway there.
Right now, I am in last with one. Michael and Galvin are tied in first with three.
All right. We are on L. Who won for playing Nurse Ratched?
Yeah.
In One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest.
Linda?
Nope. We are on. Oh, yeah.
Herbie.
Nope.
Lisa.
Loeb.
Leslie.
Louis Fletcher.
Louise.
Nope. Totally different.
Penis. No penis.
You know.
Bill. Linda.
Close. M. Who won for playing Elliot in Hannah and Her Sisters?
Miley Cyrus.
Margot Hemingway.
No.
Michael Strapenstein.
Michael Caine.
Oh, Strapenstein.
Oh.
No N?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Who won for playing Miss Josephine Norris?
Octavia Spencer.
Othello.
In To Each His Own. Oh.
What are these movies?
Oscar Madison.
No.
Olivia de Havilland.
Very good.
P. Who won for playing Fast Eddie Felsen?
Paul Newman.
Newman, yes. Galvin. Q. Who won for the best original screenplay for Django Unchained?
Quentin Tarantino.
Galvin. R. Who won for playing Don Burnham in The Lost Weekend? R.
Robert Redford.
Ronald Reagan.
Robert Downey Jr.
Ray Milland. S. Who won for playing Barbara Graham in I Want to Live? S.
Sheila. Back and forth.
Oh, I am looking for the Academy Award winner.
Sissy Spacek.
Sarah Samanthason.
No, Susan Howard. Hayward. T. Who won for playing Dave Boyle in Mystic River?
Tim Robbins.
Yes. Galvin. We're in the last three.
The score right now, I am in last with one. Michael is in second with three. And Galvin is leading by three with a total of six.
Galvin's a...
Sparkle.
Last three. V. Who won for playing Blanche DeBose in A Streetcar Named Desire.
Dubois. Blanche Dubois. V? Is that what it said? V?
Vivian okay. Campbell.
Velvet Dubois.
Vivian Leigh.
Yes, Mike. W. Who won for playing Luis Alberto Molina in Kiss of the Spider Woman? W.
His first name is W.
Woodrow Wilson.
It's been the same the whole quiz.
Winona.
Back and forth.
William Hurt. And the last one. Y. Who won for playing King
Yul Brynner?
The final score, I was the last with one. Michael in second over. With four.
Sorry, Belinda.
Galvin victorious with a total of seven.
Woo! What did I have?
You had four.
How was that? Oh, yeah, 4, 6, 7. Okay, that's fine. You ruined my one-day streak. You're on a new streak of your own.
Technically, though, if I didn't win today and didn't win the other day, you would have, seven because, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your technical victory for today. Yeah.
Sorry, Belinda. Back to Dwyven. Forklifts.
Heavy equipment. Heavy equipment.
A forklift is heavy equipment, yeah. So technically.
Congratulations.